Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brennemeisty Roundtable here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Greg Montana being joined by a member of the Brennemeisty faculty, and that's going to be today Mrs. Sue Anderson. And Ms. Anderson, good morning to you today.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. This is a real pleasure for me.
And I hope that everything's finding you well so far this morning.
I'm doing great. Like this weather. I like the sunshine. I'm ready for some spring, though I'm not a big fan of cold.
I'm right along with you on that one. Yeah, we can do that one. And Ms. Anderson, you're from Brennemeisty. Tell us, where is it? What campus are you from?
I'm from Brennem Middle School. I teach 5th and 6th grade life skills students. And it's just teaching is one of my very big passions. I enjoy it. I love it. My students are talented, have a variety of skills, and work hard to be successful.
Okay, and tell us, what exactly is life skills?
Okay, as a life skills teacher, I feel that my main goal is giving my students an opportunity to have real life experiences that will help prepare them to be productive citizens in their community. It also shows them the importance of social skills and then provide them with opportunity to practice those social skills. I hold my students to very high standards and expect each of them to be a champion in whatever they decide to do after they graduate.
All right. So basically just making them just citizens, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And so what are some of the things that you do to get that across to the kids?
Okay. In order to make it an interesting and productive classroom, I plan educational learning trips to coordinate with the curriculum we're studying. Educational learning trips are taken during the school year, and the district sponsors them. They play a major role in accomplishing this goal. Some examples have been our trip to the Washington County Courthouse. At the Washington County Courthouse, they had a wonderful experience. They got to learn the history of Brenham. They got to see very old documents and learn how they were being preserved. They loved seeing the elaborate cursive signatures. They were amazed that everything was handwritten. They were given information on the trial process. They got to see the jury room, sit in the jury box, and even sit in the judge's chair. They also heard about different job opportunities and how their education is important to them. From answering the telephone, which my students always do in my classroom, to filing using alphabetical order skills, delivering papers using their social skills, and researching information, reading accurately and relating what you've read. And, of course, the value of computers. We also went to the Washington County Chamber of Commerce. We were studying timelines, so to make it more meaningful, my two social studies classes researched the 100-year history of Washington County Chamber of Commerce. They prepared a timeline with major events, did illustrations to represent their particular event, and then each student had a speaking part during the presentation. As a matter of fact, your radio station was part of the timeline. Going on the air in 1947.
Oh, well, there we go. Learn something there.
That's right. To learn about various local businesses, the classes studied small businesses in their community and what it takes for owners to be successful. To follow up this lesson, we visited Pecan Corners. They were able to learn firsthand about a successful family-owned business run by two family members, Betty Hunter Camp and Russell Hunter Camp. They were able to see the daily running of the business, the importance of how reading, math, especially money skills, keeping accurate records, answering the phone, and using social skills when working with the public are vital to have a successful business, whether it's small or large. They learned about the many varieties of pecans and even got to sample some of the great pecans at Pecan Corners. We also go to one production at Blend each year. This lets the students have an opportunity to see not only the importance of higher education, but also how important it is to be able to speak in front of any size group, get your message across. They get to enjoy the presentation, practice appropriate audience manners, and see the results of working together to put on a play and how art relates to set and stage design.
All right, and that's actually a big deal, getting in front of people and
yes.
Speaking. A lot of people, you know, still can't do that.
We speak every week in our class on something. They have to do a presentation on whether it's a book report, mm-hmm. or a lesson we're studying, or something they've written, an original writing. So I'm real big on speaking in front of a group.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so getting those butterflies out is,
yes,
is a big
exactly.
deal. Exactly. And I know my daughter took part in what they call it, the J-Biz Town.
J-Biz Town. We just had that.
Yeah. Was that part of what you did as well?
I did not do that with my group, but they go with other groups.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's because they kind of run a whole city with that.
They run
right?
a whole city. And that's one reason I try to encourage my students to get prepared to get a job. So whatever they do, they're going to be a champion at it.
Mm-hmm.
And all their academic skills lead into that. So I think it's really, really important.
Okay. And then, so you're talking about academic skills. How do you relate that importance of academics to, you know, just being, you know, life skills?
Well, Craig, I'm glad you asked that question. I just happen to have an answer for that one. One of the things I do is to show them the importance of their academic skills on a job. For example, reading, which I think is just about the key to everything. In order to fill a job application, you have to be able to read. You have to know your personal information, be able to write down personal information, spell correctly, express yourselves in written form if you have to give reasons why they think they'd be the best person for the job, and use a computer correctly. You have to understand and follow written directions on a job, and reading is a key factor. They also need to understand their appropriate ways to ask questions if they do not understand something. Reading is part of simple everyday things that most of us take for granted, such as reading a menu, reading ads or flyers, reading books for pleasure, reading a map, and of course, reading the roster at a Cub ball game. In math, they need to be aware of dates, important events on certain dates, how to write the date. In order to purchase snacks, they need to have money management skills. We went to visit the bank in Brenham. They had a wonderful presentation showing the students the importance of checking accounts, how to write a check, how to sign a check, and the necessity of adding and subtracting correctly so your bank account stays with what they think you have. We also talked about the value of money and how you decide what's most important to buy. I personally teach cursive and stress the importance of learning to write your first and last name in cursive, not just for legal papers, but also I tell my students when they're a famous person and someone asks their autograph, they better not print it.
But yeah, that's something. That's a way to think about it. There you go. And so how can the kids, or I guess the parents, bring that home? You know, what you're teaching at school, how can they bring that home and kind of combine it?
We encourage them to do a lot of things in the community, take their students to various places. And when they go, let the students order for themselves. Let the students pay for what they buy. Encourage them to give their students a budget to go by, an allowance, and not let them have just everything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think sometimes when people charge a lot of things, students don't realize that at some point you've got to pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
So we really try to encourage looking at what you're going to buy. Is it important? Can it wait? What has more value than something else?
Okay. So, yeah, just like basically, yeah, the behind-the-scenes stuff that nobody
yes.
sees. There you
yes.
go.
Because I don't think you can start too young teaching money management and values and what's going to last, what's not going to last. You know, you buy three packages of chips and they're gone. If you save that money, you might could buy a book mm-hmm. or a specific game you might could have for a long time.
There you go. All right. Well, that does make a lot of sense.
Yes.
Teach them while that's young. Anything else that you want to mention while we have you here today?
Well, one of the things I'd like to stress, because I am from the South, I think it's important to write thank you notes. And so whenever we go visit a place of business in Brenham, we always write a thank you note. And the children have to come up with the ideas for it. They have to illustrate what they've seen at that particular place. And I'm always encouraged at the sincerity they put into that. And I'm trying to show them that you can communicate not just by texting or emailing or on the phone, but that written communication is still very important. Personally, I think that's kind of a dying art that we're losing, and so I really try to encourage my students to do that. I had a student just this morning before I left that took a thank you note down to Ms. Gaskamp in the cafeteria for doing all the things that they do for them.
Yeah. Just the thought of, you know, taking that time and doing the work, putting pen to paper, you know, that means a lot.
I know it. And so many of them, you know, with texting, they'll go, you are the letters, and I try to, it's Y-O-U-R. You know, I think we're losing a lot of that. So I do a lot of that in my classroom, a lot of written communication. They have to write original sentences once a week. We're going into paragraphs now. So I just think it's an art that we need to continue with, mm-hmm. not just say, you can abbreviate anything you want to.
And emojis. Don't use emojis.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
No emojis. There you go. All right, Miss Anderson, Britta Middle School. We appreciate you coming in today, and I appreciate you, keeping our kids, and in control with the real world.
That's right. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. I'm proud of my students. We work hard all the time and love having visitors. So thank you for letting me share this time with you, and I hope to see you again.
There you go. Thank you very much. Sue Anderson from Brenham Middle School, the Brenham ISD Roundtable here on KWHI, AM 1280 FM 101.7. Back again next week, another edition here on KWHI.